السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم أولا ونفسي بتقوى الله، فقد فاز المتقون. قال تعالى في كتابه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salawat upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, firstly, I would like to advise myself and those who are present: ittaqillah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times, at all moments, at all situations. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we see a change in human system, in human life, in different stages. We see a change. What is the view of Islam? Does Islam embrace those changes, those situations, those conditions? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to understand that the time that we are living today is a time of social media. This was not existing 15-20 years back, or at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the degree that we see today, that we are engrossed, involved. It has become impossible to exist on this planet without being part and parcel, or without being part of the world of social media. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, as we see in our deen, fiqhus salah, the laws, the direction, the guidance, the teaching with regard to salah, and similarly fiqhul hajj, the fiqh regarding hajj, fiqhul ibadah, for example, in general, if you take all type of worship, there is a fiqh behind it. But the time that we are living, we need to learn and understand a unique type of a fiqh which relates fiqh of social media. We all are involved. We all feel important. We all have become part of it. We all are caught in the system. We all feel that is important and necessary. But my dear brothers in Islam, there is something called the fiqh of social media, where the world needs to understand, learn. We need to understand and learn, because the change is embraced and welcomed in Islam. Different stages, you take the life of every prophet, different prophets came to different cultures, different ways, different people who lived in different things, who were involved in different things. But the change was welcome. But there is something called Sharia that Allah has given to us, which will govern and guide all of us. The Sharia will guide and govern all of us. The change, nothing wrong. Islam does not deny in the change. But there are directions and guidance given in our Sharia during different stages, how to react, how to deal, how to use them. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the world of social media, which we are caught in it. I could relate a beautiful narration. There was one day sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called to Sahaba who was standing on the roadside, the corners of the road, they were standing and talking to each other. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Iyakum wal julus fitruqat, O my Sahaba, be aware, make sure that you do not stand on the roadside and disturb the people and etc. Because road is meant for people to travel and do their needs. Then the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we have a genuine need to be on the roadside for whatever reason. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you have a genuine need, if you think that it is necessary that you need to be here on the roadside, then here the fiqh of roadside was taught. The etiquette, the guidance were given by sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ghaddun nabar, look down. Do not look. Lower your gaze. This is the meaning, lower your gaze. Do not look at wrong and haram and disturb the people. Because men, women will be walking. Secondly, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kafful adha, remove the harm or do not harm any person on the road. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the same hadith, haqqut tariq, give the right of the pathway where the people who are walking, they have the right, they should not be disturbed. Thereafter sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-amru bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, you command good and you forbid from evil. You promote good, you stay away from evil, and you prevent others from wrong and evil. He brings this hadith to the world of social media. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, it has lot of good, lot of good things are being shared. We can hear the lectures, we can listen, we can benefit from so many things. The live, we could see the haram, and we could listen to lectures live. So much of Islamic information is freely available. But my dear brothers in Islam, we need to understand there is some guidance when we use the social media. Today the way we are using, in fact we are abusing. Technologies are welcome, but it has its benefits and it has its harm as well. It has its blessing and it has its curse as well. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, let us understand. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give the due right. If a tool used to share information, idea, for an example, WhatsApp, a tool used to share ideas, opinion, videos, pictures and etc. But my dear beloved brothers in Islam, what we can share, what we cannot share, what we need to be silent, in those things that we need to express our opinion, we need to learn. If not, we will become sinners in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith in Bukhari, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ, a person speaks with a word which is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will raise him into ranks and high levels. Same hadith continues. Another person, he speaks, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. He's doing things, he's using words, he's talking, which will incur the wrath and the anger of Allah upon him. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that one word will throw him in Jahannam. May Allah forbid all of us. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, please, understand, we need to know how this social media is used and abused, and Facebook and etc. We should not believe the information that comes to us blindly. Some post is created, videos are created, videos are edited and posted to create confusion within the Muslim community. to bring cracks within ourselves. Allah is teaching in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O people of Iman, إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ means false information comes to you, or a fasiq and a false news comes to you by unknown avenues. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. You go and investigate. Today we receive a post, we are eager to reply. We do not know whether that post is true or false. This ayah was revealed at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bani al-Mustalab, the tribe came and embraced Islam. They went back, they were collecting their zakat to be delivered to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed a sahabi Walid. And he was appointed to go and collect the zakat. Then the people of Bani Mustalab heard this particular sahabi is coming. They already had misunderstanding with this sahabi. They already had a misunderstanding with this sahabi. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, they said, before he reach us, we will collect our zakat and go and hand it over to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whole team, the delegation left from the people of Bani Mustalab to meet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Sahabi Walid radiallahu anhu was on the way. He heard whole delegation was coming. So he knew between me and those people, we have a problem. We have vengeance. He quickly rushed back to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came back halfway and he met sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, these people are trying to kill me, Ya Rasulullah. And they are not going to pay the zakat. They are refusing to pay the zakat. This harm is here. Some harm is going to come to him. The information that he received, he carried that information and came and conveyed to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got angry. One narration, he intended to send an army. Another narration, my dear beloved brothers in Islam, he sent Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu. And when the situation was like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thinking what to do, he was very worried. Here the delegation arrived from Bani Mustalab. Ya Rasulullah, we have come to meet you. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what have you done? You all were trying to kill my messenger which I sent to you, Walid. They said, no Ya Rasulullah, who said? We never intended that. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, do you know? They said, here Ya Rasulullah, we came to see you because we did not like that he comes and collects our zakat. We came to deliver the zakat, Ya Rasulullah. Another narration, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, go and see what those people are up to. He went, he saw them making salah. He saw them performing salah at night. He saw them calling adhan for salah. And when Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, went to them, they handed over the zakat. So maybe if our brothers in Islam, then Allah revealed this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. When you receive information, go and investigate. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Because your reaction, your words, your Twitter message, your SMS, your Facebook update, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, that you will damage, that you will harm a group of people ignorantly, فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, then you shall regret upon what you have done. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, whatever social media carries, those informations are not true. Go and investigate. The other day, I was invited for a TV program which lasted 2 hours, but a 2 minute clip was taken out and edited, published and created a big fitna within the community. Following day, one Twitter message coming, one WhatsApp message coming, so and so say, women does not have to cover the face. Another message coming, so and so is saying, they mentioning my name, so and so is saying, allow to do kirtan etc. inside the masjid is allowed. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, here the community is disturbed, people are hurt. Those who did all this post, none had the backbone to call and ask me. And cursing Jama'iyatul Ulama of this country. Oh, they are mixing, they are scared of the leaders. Wallahi, my dear brothers, this regime is nothing. If we have to fear, it is the previous regime. But we never cow down and bow down in front of oppression, aggression, and in the disobedience of Allah, we will never cow down and bow down. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, it's a heavy heart we are sharing today. Do not believe what these messages are being shared. This message is not only for the general public, including the ulama. The ulama of this country, some of them, they need to understand the country that they are living in, the environment that they are faced with, the pressures that our community is faced with. Without rushing with statements, without rushing with messages, without rushing with voice clips, without understanding what was shared, what was told. There was a narration which we shared, my dear beloved brothers in Islam. It was at the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Christian priest of Najran came to visit sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many delegations visited Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them visited and kada'anat salatuhum. It was the time of their prayer. They said, we want to pray. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed a corner of the masjid of Nabawi for them to do what they want to do. There was no idols inside. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, this narration was authenticated by Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi, al-Allama Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahimahullah. Sa'an al-Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says an authentic narration from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And further he says, this happened after the ayah was revealed, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَةٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. They are mushrik, they are impure in their iman, they should not come close to Masjidul Haram. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, the content that was shared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respected other cultures, that was the message. No laws were derived from this narration. It is narration narrated in Sirat ibn Hisham and many books of history, Tafsir, At-Tabari, Ibn Kathir, and many books have narrated this incident. It is not I am the first person to narrate. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, take this. Oh, he's saying to do that in the mosque, this in the mosque. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, in the year 2012 or 2013, Jama'iyatul Ulama has given one of the longest fatwas with regard to coexistence, the do's and the don'ts. This is crystal clear on their website. Anyone wants, they can go and download, see, and it was shared across the country. But my dear beloved brothers in Islam, to pass false information, if we have derived any law from this hadith and given such permission, then people could create. We need to understand so many good things that we need our youth, our Muslim brothers to come and create posts and publish. No one is doing good posts. But things like this, they pick up here and there and they publish, they keep attacking, they keep disturbing. Wallahi, my dear brothers in Islam, there is some group within our community who are creating this fitna without head or tail that they publish to bring a crack within the Muslim community. And attacking Jama'iyatul Ulama blindly. Do they know what the contribution that Jama'iyatul Ulama is doing? 9 generations have passed. Over 10 leaders have been in Jama'iyatul Ulama. Before even the independence of India, Jama'iyatul Ulama was formed. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, till today, they don't wait till big enough to burn to react. Every day, every moment, there is a team operating island-wide, meeting the leaders, meeting the people, meeting the venerable pharaohs, and explaining, defining the definitions of Islam, and giving them the introduction of Islam. It is not that they wait blindly and they cow down to this leader, they bow down to this leader. Wallahi, we make only cow down to our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, today in this minbar, with a heavy heart that we are also hurt, we would like to share. During the previous regime, before the election, we were summoned and asked to promote a presidential candidate inside the masjid. You go and ask them, what did we reply? We told them, house, masjid is the house of Allah. We do not promote any king, but we promote the king of all kings. And we read the Quranic ayah, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah is the king of all kings. Masjid, وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُ. In the house of Allah, we will only mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, why are we caught? This is one of the only jama'iyatul ulama of the world. That people, scholars of different ideologies, different schools of thinking, are united, bonded, and we are working together. Do not allow shaitan to create problems. Few individuals who do not understand the current country situation, current conditions of the Muslim Ummah, they react by looking at pictures, by looking at videos, by accusing. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be made to stand in front of Allah. We shall be summoned and questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, if a masjid, if a community has done a mistake, what is the remedy? You go to them, you sit with them, you educate them, you tell them what is right, you tell them what is wrong, and you put them on the right path. Not coming on the social media platform, and we are cursing, we are saying that, we are scolding, and we are cursing people. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, think for a moment, all this information are heard by others also. And they build grudge against ourselves. They build more anger against ourselves. If a person who wants to put a post needs to have that ikhlas in their heart, sincerity, for the sake of Allah, we cannot work with our emotions. We cannot work with the blindly one video we saw, we cannot react. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, furthermore, we need to learn handling the social media. We cannot blindly follow, we cannot blindly accept. It can disturb our mind. It will take us away from Allah and Rasul. There are research done every day, minimum 7,000 anti-Islamic posts are published. 7,000, close to 7,000. The research was done in Britain. 7,000 anti-Islamic Islamophobia messages are published. We Muslim Ummah blindly getting caught. We run down the ulama of this country. We run down the pious people of this country. We run down the most senior organizations, religious organizations of this country. Who will take the leadership? Who will have the leadership? How many went and verified? These informations are true or false? These informations are correct or wrong? My dear beloved brothers in Islam, social media is not freely available that we can publish what we want, and we are not caught in front of Allah. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْآيُمُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ. What we do, what we react, with what intention we did the post, we all shall be summoned, and all will be collected and summoned in the day of Qiyamah. We have to give accountability. My dear beloved brothers and elders in Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a beautiful hadith, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. That person who believes in Allah and the last day,
he should say something which is good.
Khair. Oh yes, no. Or he should keep quiet by talking, passing false information, putting fear into the minds of the people. Oh, that place is burning, this place is burning. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, we need to be disciplined. This is the time we as a Muslim Ummah need to be responsible in our words, in our actions, in our deeds. If not, may Allah forbid, may Allah forbid, condition can become worse. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, collect those books which are written by Jama'iyatul Ulama called Samaj Sangwade. Collect those books, 7 volumes. What is hijab? What is jihad? What is all different 6-7 topics that are written? What is Islam and all these key topics? What is halal? All these topics are written in Sinhala language. We work with our Buddhist friends. We work with our other communities. Near our houses, there is a temple. Near our house, there is a Buddhist neighbor. Take these books, go and give them. This is the da'wah that we need to do. Not sitting and blasting that mufti, blasting this maulana, blasting this alim, blasting this organization. It is our ignorance. We are being taken away blindly. Do what is needed today in order majority, good thinking people of this country will stand with us. Times are getting difficult day by day. Challenges that we are facing is getting harder day by day. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, don't wait till Jamiatul Ulama or that organization, this organization, what have I done? Question is, what have I done? I am able to sell a house to a person of another faith. I am able to sell a car to a person of another faith. I am able to sell my things to all the people in public. Why can't I speak about my Allah to one person if I cannot speak? Take those books which are written in the Sinhala language, which suits very peacefully, beautifully it is written with regard to coexistence, with regard to unity, and all these books, collect them, go and give it to them, make them read, build your communication. Wallahi, with a very happy heart we are sharing. People of other faith, those who collected this book, in fact, 99.9% of them have given happy and pleased comments to Al Silon Jamiyatul Ulama. Let us do what is needed rather than pointing the finger, passing the ball at each other. Before conclusion, this one information that I conclude the Jummah. My dear beloved brothers in Islam, very soon there will be a national level discussion amongst the ulama of all schools of thinking, plus the intellectuals of our community, responsible people of our community shall be gathered on the discussion of niqab, what is with regard to niqab, the stand of Sharia and the current country situation. A unanimous understanding will be embarked soon, inshallah ta'ala. Because with regard to scholars, with regard to the face cover, there are many opinions. Some say it is wajib, some say it is sunnah, some say it is mustahab, some say it is nothing to do with Islam. So my dear beloved brothers in Islam, it is a discussion of its own. Without pointing and attacking any individual, let us be united. So I would like to convey this message that very soon there will be a national level gathering where people will be gathered and it will be openly discussed with a good sincere heart to find a moderate solution to the current incident. Before conclusion, this is not the hijab, this is not halal, it is not anything of ours, is a problem. But these evil extremist individuals has their private agendas which are connected to politics, which are connected to anger, which are personal anger, which are connected with regard to other reasons and etc. And we have to deal very carefully as a responsible community in order that we protect ourselves, community and the Ummah at large. Whatever we spoke, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us
bring bond, love and respect amongst all of us, and work together as one ummah, and face all these challenges. We all work together to لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا, in order the word of Allah to be on top. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good deeds.